Well, I'm glad to talk to you. I saw you yesterday in person. That was exciting.
I know. We were doing the Baptist tour together. That was great. And, you know,
yeah,
I mean, just,
that is a nice place.
I know I've been gushing a little bit over the thing today because it is pretty amazing. So, but, you know, anyway, it was pretty impressive stuff. How are the changes at Shoreline Park going? We had a couple of them. One is the pay to park has started, right?
The pay to park started September the 1st. So far, it seems to be going pretty smoothly, except for, you know, some people, of course, we're trying to educate people because they say, well, why can't I park there for free because I live in Gulf Breeze? Well, they do have a Gulf Breeze mailing address, but they may not live in the city limits.
Right.
And the city limits, people have a separate assessment for all of those amenities. And, you know, sometimes they can't even find a place to park because everyone and their brother wants to use Shoreline Park South.
Right.
So there have been some new rules, and not only is it something that is trying to keep people from, you know, abusing the privilege of using the boat launch, but a lot of people were, you know, putting RVs down there, or they were leaving their boats or their boat trailers just unattached for, you know, weeks on end. So, you know, hopefully that will take up, you know, that will alleviate some of that. But the pontoon rental people,
yeah,
they feel that they've been smugged. They are saying, you know, why are we being targeted? So, you know, we're just barely using it. We just come down there, launch our boat, and, you know, put our renters on there, and then we leave. We don't take up much of a footprint. Well, the city says, well, you know, actually you're running a business down there, and this is not really a business venture. You are, you know, this is something that is not, this is a recreational fishing,
right,
you know, a boat launch. Well, so, but on the other hand, people who operate commercial fishing, such as a, you know, fishing boat that you would rent, they're allowed to go down there because they have a six-pack license, which, according to Sam Abel, the city manager, gives them, they have insurance, they register with the city, and they have to follow these other rules. So it's, you know, confusing for some of us who don't really know that much about the rules. But that is the way it's going to stay. So,
and yeah, you mentioned the thing about the confusion over the residency. As I recall, some of the didn't live in the city but lived in, you know, the mailing address city of Gulf Breeze, like down in Tiger Point Way, had shown up to the meeting to protest these rules and like, we're city residents too, and they're like, actually, you know, you're not.
It is
so
confusing.
It is,
well,
confusing.
When you go to Gulf Breeze High School, you go to mailing address,
right,
Gulf Breeze,
right.
You have city, Gulf Breeze City Water. It is confusing. I completely understand where they're coming from.
The Whisper Bay, we talked about this a little bit with Devan Cook earlier this week, but they are in the early phases of putting a gas station at the entrance on Highway 98, and the residents are not loving this, right?
They're not loving it. No, exactly. That's a good way to put it. They are upset because, you know, they don't want to have this turn lane mainly. That's one reason, is they don't want to have a turn lane from the Whisper Bay Boulevard, which is the main road there. We already have one turn lane going into a doctor's office, and now they're going to have another exit, you know, off of this entrance, which is sort of a curved road and kind of hard to see.
Right.
But, of course, you know, they... the people who live adjacent to this property, they're not really excited about having a gas station, having those lights, and having other such stuff. But that's one of the issues we have covered so many times, that if your house abuts commercial property, you pretty much have to expect that it will be developed at one point. And
yeah,
what I don't understand is why we continue to have the same types of businesses go in over and over again, so that we've really got kind of a plethora of oil change places and storage units and things like that. But that's the way, you know, people can do whatever they want with their property.
Right. Yeah. And as that's what, you know, Commissioner Wright explained to the folks who were at the meeting, is, you know, look, this is, we can't turn them down. They're well within their rights unless we change like the land development code and that. Santa Rosa County is going to demolish the club.
Well, we have asked, and the code enforcement people has said that the code enforcement has gone through the vast majority of the abatement process in relationship to this property, which used to be a sports entertainment complex for families. They had tennis, an Olympic swimming pool,
yeah,
and a fitness center.
Yeah.
They said that they're in a position to send this information to the procurement department and get them to advertise for the bid specifications to clean up, secure, and or demolish
wow.
the property slash structure.
So it's a maybe at this point, but that is one of the options possibly. Okay. Wow.
Yes, that's right. And we have reached out to the owner, Craig Payette, and he doesn't want to talk to us. He's talked to us on Facebook. You know, he's answered other people on social media. But according to what he's told them, and I'm taking all of this, you know, from what he said to them, he is still trying to get some financing to get something done there.
Okay.
I think everyone would like to see something done there. For it to sit empty and become like a attractive nuisance is what they call it, is not fair to everyone. And so I think that everyone would like to see something go there. And if it can't happen, then they would like to see... you know, they would like to see it torn down and something else give a shot.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it could always be more storage units. You never know how much better things can be. Lisa Newell is the...
and an oil change.
Yeah, that's right. And an oil change in a mattress store, right. Lisa Newell is the publisher of the Gulf Breeze News. She's got a good story about some parents doing a fundraiser for the Jumbotron at Gulf Breeze High. Looking, you know, the sports stories are always, local sports stories are always in the paper. And October Splash is coming. Lisa, always a pleasure. We'll talk to you next week.
Thank you, and I hope to see you in the breeze.